Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Miranda Devine, who is the one who wrote the book Laptop from Hell, has come out and done her first interview since the Twitter files have been released by Elon Musk. We're also getting word now that Elon Musk has told reporters, okay, and this is very, very important, that they are going to release everything. They're going to release every email that came from the government agencies about silencing or censoring people, and they are going to release every email request to silence or censor people that were at the Democratic National Committee. In other words, if you got censored or silenced, you're going to find out if your name was on that list. Now, Miranda Devine is the one that really broke a lot of the laptop stuff on Hunter Biden. She's the one that did the deep dive into that laptop, and she's the one that exposed so much in that book, Laptop from Hell, which really wasn't about Hunter Biden. It was about Joe Biden and the corruption of Joe Biden. But now she's commenting on what she thought was happening all along with the new facts coming out from Twitter and the file dump. Here is what she had to say to Steve Bannon.
What Elon Musk failed to deliver was the crucial bit about the censorship, which was that it was pre-ordered by the FBI. At that point, in the weeks before the 2020 election, the FBI was meeting with these big tech companies, with Google, Apple, Twitter, and Facebook on a weekly basis. And it was talking to them about disinformation. Now, specifically, before the election, we know from
Miranda, hang on 1 second. Denver, please get up the stories I posted on Getter this morning about this very topic. I want to do a split screen. Don't need to look at me. Let's just get Miranda up there, but I want to put the stories. So everybody in the audience, you're now part of the force multiplier because we're putting together a team, and you're part of the team. Your task and purpose this weekend is to push out like you've never pushed out before the content that Miranda Devine's about to talk about here. Fox has got a great story up. Miranda, you know this because of things that you've seen. We also know this because of depositions under oath. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, correct. So I guess the most illuminating is a sworn declaration by Yoel Roth, who's the recently resigned. He's not too happy with Elon Musk. He was the head of site integrity for Twitter at the time. And he has since said it was a mistake for Twitter to censor the New York Post. But he has said in this sworn declaration that in one of those weekly meetings that they were having before the 2020 election with the FBI, the FBI told him to expect a what they call a hack and leak operation by state actors, meaning Russia, of disinformation that would be probably in October and probably would involve President or then candidate Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden was mentioned. And that is why on the morning of October 14, 2020, when we at the New York Post published that first story by Emma Jo Morris about Hunter Biden's laptop, which incriminated Joe Biden and his family's influence peddling scheme, Facebook and Twitter immediately, within a couple of hours, managed to censor, suppress that story. Twitter locked the New York Post's account for the next 2 weeks until right before the election. This is the oldest newspaper in the country, the fourth largest by circulation. It was an enormous decision for them to do that. And they only did it because they had been seeded already with this information by the FBI. And the other piece of this that I know and you know is that Rudy Giuliani, who had been President Trump's lawyer, was under covert surveillance for 2 years. And that was from a month after he became the POTUS lawyer, personal lawyer, right through the period when John Paul MacIsaac, who had in his possession Hunter Biden's laptop, computer repair guy, he emailed Rudy Giuliani in August of 2020 and gave him chapter and verse of what he had and his concerns for national security, particularly over the Ukraine bit. And then also the FBI.
But hang on 1 second. I want to go back and just put it in the sequence. They had Rudy under surveillance under false pretenses to see all his emails to people like Bob Costello, his lawyer, and Stephen K. Bannon. I was also under surveillance at the time, as was Costello. The reason they walked into Twitter to have the meeting and to drop the dime exactly what was going to happen is they were looking at our emails at the time that we were doing the due diligence in the work to make sure that we could go to the New York Post and say, hey, we've verified this, we've checked it, you guys do your own due diligence checking. The FBI, instead of investigating, because they had the laptop from December of 2019, instead of investigating the Bidens and understanding it was a national security crisis because of the Chinese Communist Party's involvement with this crime family, instead of doing that, they were a Praetorian Guard. They were coming after the good guys, Rudy Giuliani, Bob Costello, Bernie Kerik, Steve Bannon, and to go into Twitter and lay out, oh, by the way, you're probably going to see a Russian disinformation campaign that's going to do with Hunter. They laid the whole thing out to the Twitter executives. Did they not, Miranda Devine?
They did, because they knew what was coming. They had access to Rudy's emails from John Paul MacIsaac in August. They had access to my messages with Rudy in October. They knew exactly when the New York Post was publishing and what we had. And so they went to Twitter and Facebook urgently before our story came out and seeded enough specific details so that it was crystal clear to those social media platforms the instant they saw our story come up that they had to censor it. That was what the FBI had been warning them about.
You listen to this, and I didn't want to interrupt because you're hearing two people that were actually being were being spied on by the United States government. And when you put into context that Miranda Devine's emails are being read, and you put into context Rudy Giuliani's emails are being read, and you put into context that Steve Bannon's emails are being read, and they all were writing and asking questions and back and forth on the Hunter Biden story, and that was all being read by the deep state who were spying on them. That's a fact. You cannot debate it now. They knew exactly what was going to happen when the story was going to break. They had the inside scoop before the inside scoop had been put out to the public. That is why the FBI went. That is why Tim Tebow at the FBI tried to get the story put down as disinformation within the FBI, categorizing it as that, cataloging it as that, with Hunter Biden's laptop so that no one could investigate Hunter Biden, James Biden, or Joe Biden for everything that was coming out. And if you look at what happened and how quickly they went to all of the different people, and they went very quickly to big tech, and I think it's probably beyond Twitter and Facebook. I think it was probably Google and YouTube and anybody else. They knew they had to fight back. They knew the story was so damning that they actually wanted to spy on the Republicans to find out what they were going to do, when they were going to do it, and how the story was going to break. That was what they were doing. That's what they were pulling off, folks. That was the ball game for them. It's pretty easy if you know that the story is coming out about you months in advance and you can read the emails of the reporters, read the emails of the players involved. You're spying on all the people that are asking questions. It's really, 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 really easy to play and do interference on that story, especially when Big Tech will do whatever you tell them to do, which is to silence a story that was coming out before they even told Big Tech what the story was. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at TurtleBox. It is the loudest, truly portable Bluetooth speaker on the market. And this is a gift for anybody that loves to tailgate, loves to be outside, loves to go to sporting events. If you have kids on sporting teams, you will love this speaker. And if you want to have a gift that you know will be used for years to come, you need to check out TurtleBox. I've got one. It is awesome. And it is truly portable, waterproof speaker, the loudest on the market. You need to check them out. Go to TurtleBoxAudio.com, all right, /Ben, TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben. You'll also get $20 off when you use my promo code at checkout, which will save you money. Go to TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben to get the ultimate Christmas gift for any outdoorsman or anybody in your life that loves music outside that's truly portable audio. TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want you to listen to a very interesting moment from Janelle King. She was on Fox, and she had this to say about the Twitter ban on the Hunter Biden story. She said, you know, yes, Republicans are excited this is all coming out, that we're being vindicated, that it's all happy, and we're finally showing the corruption of big tech. But she also said it's a very sad day for the country in general. Why? Because of this.
I don't see this as a win for Republicans that this is coming out. I don't see this as a win for us that we are now getting something. I see this as a loss for America. And those people that should be the most outraged are Democrats. The Democrats that went to the polls and voted for Biden and voted for him thinking that he was going to do something or that he was another option because they were so frustrated what was happening with President Trump. At the end of it all, I think we have to see this for what it is. This is an assault on this country. This cyber insurrection is what I'm calling it, is an assault on this country. And it's borderline treason if you think about what the executives did at Twitter. So when I fast forward to where we are right now and where we are and we look at where we could have been had we allowed everyone to get the proper information and make a decision for themselves, this is the Democratic Party saying that I'm smarter than you, I know better than you, and I'm going to make the decision for you. And that's a problem for me.
She has a point. She has a really good point. This is not a good thing for America. This is the internet. This is cyber insurrection. She is right. It's cyber insurrection. Yes, there are some individuals that have been vindicated, and that's good news. One of those is the Hunter Biden laptop repairman, who has finally come out saying he feels vindicated for what happened to him. The man who started all this, the Hunter Biden laptop repairman, John Paul MacIsaac, reacted to the Twitter file dump saying he is grateful that this has taken place. He is grateful that it has happened. He gave an interview, and here is what he had to say about finally being able to say, I told you so. It was happening the entire time.
The morning with the central character in, if not the central character, one of the top 3 to 5 central characters in the story of the censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop. Elon Musk last night held a Twitter space where he began to talk about the unveiling of the Twitter files. And at the center of this story, as is often the case, is the man on your television screen right now, John Paul Mac Isaac. He owned the laptop repair shop, the computer repair shop, where Hunter Biden dropped off his laptop. Good morning, John Paul. It's great to see you again. You know, since we last spoke, all four of us here together, there's been a lot that's happened, including as recently as last night. I'm just curious, after you've seen everything unfold and you saw some of Elon in the last couple of days, what are your thoughts?
I'm grateful. I don't know how many people know, but I basically was financially ruined by Twitter last year. I tried to save my career because Twitter labeled my actions hacking. I went after them in a defamation suit. I think, though, ultimately, the goal from the opposition was to make sure that Twitter would cut my legs off and make sure that I would never have an opportunity to fight my battles in the court of law again. So, obviously, watching Elon released this material over Friday night was very exciting for me, because what I felt like I knew the whole time was true. And I feel vindicated. I feel I'm grateful for Elon. If he wants free tech support, he's got it. you know, it's refreshing. It's obviously, you know, if he had bought Twitter during the lawsuit, I think things would have worked out a little bit better for me. But you know what? It is what it is. And I'm grateful that the truth is coming out now and that I'm vindicated.
Go ahead.
Matt, here's one of the tweets that came out from Matt Taibbi as part of the exposure of Twitter. He said, Twitter's public policy executive, Caroline Strom. So it's Strom's note returned the answer that the laptop story had been removed for violation of the company's hacked materials policy. Now, you had been approached by the FBI. They were in possession of the laptop and that information. We also know that agencies were meeting with Twitter on a regular basis and other social media companies before the election. So how much time would Twitter or the FBI have had with your material, especially the FBI, before they made this excuse that it was hacking?
This goes back to what Miranda Devine said a minute ago. The question that was just asked, and you're going to be shocked by John Paul Mac Isaac's response, because what Miranda Devine said was the fix was already in. They knew the article was coming out. They knew that we had it. They knew that we had the contents. They knew we were going to break the story. They were spying on our emails, and the deep state then said, all right, we have to go to big tech to let them know that something is going to break. Something is going to break. That's really big. So when it does break, and it is really big, they'll immediately push to silence it and shut it down. All right, real quick, let me pause and tell you about our incredible friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They want to make it easy for you to try switching to Patriot Mobile from whatever service you have right now. You can give them 60 days to show you why I use Patriot Mobile and why you should make the switch. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, you get your third month free. Plus, you get free activation. Now, they offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks, and they use the same exact cell towers of all of the three other major carriers. You're going to get the same coverage you have right now. You get the same great service. You get to keep your same cell phone number if you want to. You can even usually use the same phone you have in your hand right now. Now, why do you want to switch? When you do, they actually stand up for our First and Second Amendment rights, and they give a portion of your bill every month back to conservative Christian causes that we all believe in. So if you're ready to support a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and our freedoms, just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or you can call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that actually does. Make the switch today. Get a free month of service plus free activation. patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I am so thankful that people are being vindicated. Elon Musk saying, I'm going to release every single correspondence between the Democratic National Committee and I'm going to do every single, every single one, all of them are going to come out. They're all going to be out. You're going to see them all. Thank goodness this is happening because otherwise we wouldn't know the stories. We have no idea what is actually happening. Now, one of those stories I was talking about a moment ago is the owner of the laptop repair shop. And I want to get back to this audio because we know from these emails now that the deep state was spying on the people that were about to break the story on Hunter Biden's laptop. We know that the FBI had the laptop for about a year before the story even broke. They knew it was real. They'd already classified it as not real and disinformation to make sure that no one would get to investigate it. We knew they were already playing defense. We knew that the FBI had already gone to big tech saying there might be a big story that breaks. No, it could be Russian disinformation. Because they knew, because they're reading the emails of Miranda Devine, of Rudy Giuliani, of Steve Bannon, that all has come out. That a big story, and they knew exactly every detail of that story and what they were going to write. Now, let's go back to this interview with that laptop repairman who sat down to discuss his reaction to Elon Musk exposing Twitter's history of censorship.
Well, the FBI took possession of the laptop on December 9th, and with that, they took all my notes, all my information that I had provided them. And so they had ample time to review that data, realize that it wasn't Russia.
December 9th of 2019?
Yeah.
December 9th of 2019.
And the story breaks
in October of 2020.
So they had, what is that, 10 months to know and share. And we know they were meeting, right, John Paul, with big tech, to know and disseminate the information. This is real. We're taking it seriously. And actually, we're trying to squash it instead of pretending all of a sudden it's hacked.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. When I watched the internet shut down on October 14th, the New York Post came out with a story at 6:30 in the morning. By 9 o'clock, you couldn't find any discussion of it on the internet. Yeah. That's not something that happens naturally. That's something that's coordinated and set up so that when the story broke, they were going to be ready. They could flick a switch and they could shut it down. And that's exactly what happened.
And the only reason why they were ready, right? Let's go back to what Miranda Devine said. Let's go back to what was just said. We know the reason why they were ready is because they were spying on the people that were doing the story. They were spying on Hunter Biden. On Rudy Giuliani, Steve Bannon. They were spying on the reporters, Miranda Devine. They were spying on the New York Post. So they were every step of the way while they were putting this story together, fact checking the story. The whole time they knew the timeline. They understood exactly when this was going to break. They knew the day that the email was sent, going, "Hey, we're going to publish on X." They knew it. There was no surprise for them. And that's why this laptop repairman, who is originally the one that got this, says, look, they had this since 2019. I gave all this to the FBI in 2019. They had it for a year. And they were ready. They were focused and they were ready. Like, they knew what was happening here. They understood it. Story breaks at 6 a.m., 9 o'clock, you can't find anything about it. He's saying the only way you can do that on the internet is if you know the story's coming before the story is ever broken. Well, there it is. Okay? I mean, really. There it is. That's it. That is the ball game here. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, the show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have, for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement, because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide on gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. Now, how mad would you be if this happened to you? Your life was destroyed. You were harassed by the United States government. You were surveyed because they were trying to stop a story, not because you were breaking any laws. How mad would you be?
I'm really hoping that combined with my future lawsuits, hopefully the more people will read my book to understand what really happened. And I'm really hoping that the truth will come out and I can get on with my life.
Yeah, the truth will set you free. How just upset were you that the FBI, that's supposed to be actually investigating people like Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, was actually the ones covering it up? I mean, you went with really good intentions to the FBI, and they turned out to be the bad guys. How did you process that?
Well, you know, I was always suspicious of the FBI. January of 2019, they raided Roger Stone's house with CNN, 3 years of Russia collusion. So I was apprehensive. I think the person that was affected the most was my father. He had given 31 years of his life to the military in defense of this country. He's never asked this country or his government for anything in return. He went to the Albuquerque FBI field office to get protection for his son, because his son was in possession of a time bomb and he was worried about my safety. And he feels so disenfranchised with the government. I'm hoping that I can bring some justice to my father so that he can love his country again.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Speaking of love of country, you know, First Amendment, Elon Musk spoke last night on Twitter about what he's trying to bring to Twitter. Take a listen to this.
It seemed to be like this more and more groupthink amongst the media, more and more sort of towing the line amongst digital social media companies. And basically just we're traveling the path more and more of suppression of free speech.
You know, so we're talking about Twitter, but we only know about Twitter, John Paul, because of Elon Musk. But you could go to Facebook, you could go to Google, you could go to any number of other platforms where these things went on, and we may never know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Zuckerberg needs to go on Joe Rogan some more, because we seem to learn more and more about Facebook every time he's on.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd love, if you guys will forgive me, I'd love to ask you two quick questions, John Paul. One, as much as we have seen from what Elon has released about the coordination between the government and Twitter, there isn't necessarily a smoking gun yet when it comes to your case, Hunter Biden. In other words, we don't have the government official saying spike that. Do you think that probably exists? Do you expect that somewhere and is yet to be seen? We see a Twitter that's ready and willing to do what the government wants, or in this case, the DNC. It was actually the DNC at this time, so the Democratic Party. But we haven't yet seen who made the call and who put it in their mind.
Well, I believe Zuckerberg described at least the FBI and Facebook's interaction as predominantly in person or over the phone.
Right.
I think the FBI is smart enough not to create a paper trail when it comes to affecting the course of an election. So I'm pretty sure the FBI was careful about how they communicated. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, we do have acknowledgement from Facebook. Even Zuckerberg back in October 28th of 2020 told Congress when Zuckerberg and YouTube and Google got dragged in front of Congress to explain Section 230 immunity, they said that it was common practice for law enforcement to reach out to social media. Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised that there's not a paper trail. I hope that the FBI is smart enough not to implicate them in something like that. But really I wouldn't be surprised. You know, the FBI knew it wasn't Russian. They knew it was Russian when I told them. They came to my home. They finally came to the shop. They took the laptop. They did not admit the laptop as evidence in the impeachment trial. That's when I knew the FBI was bent. So, you know, this there's really no excuse.
Yeah,
I love the way he described this. They really knew there was no excuse for what they've done, and they didn't care. They did this to just beat the system. They didn't put that laptop into the impeachment trial because they didn't want it to be evidence, because they knew it was real. They knew it wasn't Russian disinformation. They knew it was real. They knew it was accurate. They knew that what they were talking about was authentic. They knew everything on it was authentic. And so they decided to bury it, the FBI, the deep state. They decided to spy on everybody that was involved in trying to expose it. And they tried to ruin this guy's life, who just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time with Hunter Biden walking in, dropping off that laptop. You know, his father, and that part of the story is really genuinely sad to me when you hear the way that he described it, the way he just talked about it. That's incredibly sad. His father gave 30 plus years to this country in the military. He went to the FBI field office because he said, you know, trying to protect his son, like, look, this is something we need to make sure we get out of your possession, because what could happen to you because you have this in your possession could be catastrophic to your life. I mean, that's the type of stuff that people get killed over. So his father went to the government that he served for 30 plus years, went to the field office saying, my son has a bomb, basically. It's a ticking time bomb of information, saying it's so damning to a presidential candidate that I don't want him to have it in his possession, and I want to make sure. And they sat on it, folks. They literally sat on it. They knew why they were sitting on it, too. And then they spied on the people that were getting it or were going to have the information. So let's spy on it. Let's have all that. Let's absolutely spy on all of this intel. Let's wiretap and read the emails of everybody involved. We'll make sure that this never sees the light of day. And if it does, we'll make sure it gets taken down immediately. And we'll make sure that we say that it's Russian disinformation before the election. It worked out perfectly. There's one reason, by the way, why it worked out perfectly. Because they knew all along it was coming. They had more time to plan their response than the people that were writing the story had time to write the story. They knew about it before the people writing the story knew about it. All right, let me remind you, please share our podcast with your family and your friends. Hit that review button and leave us a 5-star review. Also, if you would do something else, it's very important. If you would hit the share button and share this on your social media so more people can find this podcast, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.